Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, April 6th. Voters in Montrose County made history of a sort in Monday's election. The town of Naderita voted to permit recreational marijuana and set tax rates and regulations for future potential pot shops. Naderita is the first town in Montrose County to approve recreational marijuana. In the remote west end of Montrose County, Naderita has been hit hard in recent years by mine closings and the closure of the nuclear power plant. While the decision to tax recreational marijuana was driven by economic concerns, the main reason, according to Mayor John Riley, was to set up laws that can be enforced and sales that can be taxed. KVNF News spoke with Riley and asked him why the town put the issue to voters.
Well, before we write any ordinances and spend all that money, we needed to know whether the public would accept it or not, and that's a major reason for it. Another thing, without ordinances pertaining to marijuana, there's no way we can regulate any part of it. So by having the ordinances, at least we have enough control to find out whether they're violating the law or not, which means we can call in the county sheriff's department, who we use as our police department here in Naderita, and we'll eventually adopt the same ordinances they have, and that way they would enforce those ordinances. Otherwise, we wouldn't have any law enforcement involved in that.
A very active black market and the unsavory elements it brought along forced the town to take an active enforcement stance. It became a situation where personal opinions and feelings about the immorality of legal marijuana were less important than establishing enforceable regulations.
The illegal growing is our biggest concern here, because we did have 33 growers within the city limits of Naderita last year growing way more than they should have. I'll just put it that way. There was an extreme amount of plants in Naderita. None of them were legal in the sense that they weren't protected the way they should have been, nor were they protected from the elements themselves. So that's very concerning to me. I am totally against marijuana in any form. But with a moratorium, you lose all control of what goes on within your city. So you're just sitting here watching it grow and you can't do anything about it. And you see it being dispersed, and you can't do anything about that either. So this way we do come into a control of some kind on the substance.
West End voters hope that tax revenue from marijuana can help fill the economic void left by all the job losses in recent years. Towns that are right on a highway that can get major tourist traffic, like DeBec, have seen significant marijuana tax revenue. While that kind of volume is unlikely in Naderita, a lot of voters hope that legal pot will be a boom to the local economy.
Well, there's a lot of hope that it will by a lot of people. Now, I don't particularly see the benefit. Yes, we can tax it and we can receive taxes, but it will never, ever make up the shortfall we're going to have. We're going to lose about, in the county itself, 67% of the tax income. So with the closing of the mine and the mill, both. Many people think it will. I don't really believe it will. But since it's legal in the state of Colorado at this point, we can't continue on without laws to restrict it within the city limits, and that's the main reason I wanted to see it passed. That way it can be regulated, and at least we know what's happening. And yes, we might receive some benefit from the tax side of it. I don't believe it'll be anything that's going to make any part of the loss that we have more than maybe 5 to 10%.
An outside consulting group is recommending widespread changes for the way Colorado lawmakers respond to and investigate sexual and workplace harassment claims. Benta Berkland has the story.
The Investigations Law Group interviewed more than 500 people at the Capitol. Their results show that almost everyone feels safe and comfortable, but 30% saw or experienced harassment, and very few reported it. Liz Rita is the lead investigator.
It's safe to say that no workplace in America would consider these numbers as an indicator that its culture around harassment is healthy, or that its system is working to detect, to deter, and to deal with harassment.
One big recommendation is to create an Office of Workplace Culture, bringing in an ombudsman and removing legislative leaders from handling complaints. The recommendations are more than 200 pages long, and legislative leaders think it may require work over the interim to figure out next steps rather than passing a rule change this session. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The Delta County Commissioners adopted a formal resolution that clearly outlines policies and procedures. According to a press release, the resolution allows the county to create better understanding of the policies and practices the county already has in place. In 2017, Delta County Citizens Report filed a lawsuit against the commissioners, alleging the county was in violation of Colorado open meetings requirements. The county engaged in discussions with Delta County Citizens Report and created a common understanding of how the county complies with Colorado open meetings requirements. The county committed to a formal policy that clearly outlines procedures for formalizing existing practices, complies with open meeting requirements, and defines additional steps taken to improve transparency. Here's Delta County Administrator Robbie LaValle.
Now what is done via the posting, via the agenda, via the calendar, it is formalized in a policy that the board adopted with not only the resolution but the attached policy. So now it's formalized. Everything that was happening before was within statute. Now it's not only within statute, but it is in a written policy.
As we reported on yesterday's KVNF regional newscast, earlier this week, Delta County Citizens Report filed to dismiss its lawsuit against the Delta County Commissioners. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.